Only you know how not to waste your own time. Don't look at people to the left of you. Don't look at people to the right of you. Look at yourself. Look within and ask yourself, am I making the most of my time right now? Because your goals and your personality are going to be different from the person that you're seeing. From anyone else, actually. The only person you really need to be listening to when it comes to what you need to be doing is yourself. Now, you can take input from people, you can take advice, you can listen. I'm not saying don't listen at all. But at the end of the day, when it comes to making the decision, when you find yourself in that space where you're kind of bored, you don't know what to do, or you feel like you're wasting your time, you need to be able to wake yourself up out of that and get to work, or get to rest, get to bed, do whatever you need to be doing at that time. And when I say stop wasting time, yeah, stop wasting it. But that doesn't mean what you're doing is wasting it unless you feel like you're wasting it. A waste of time is only a waste of time if you feel like it's a waste of time. What are your goals in life? You know, my next step in my life is to get a piece of land, you know, build a house, have a homestead, provide a little bit more space for my kid, my dog, kids, and dogs. And for myself, that's the type of life that I want, you know, kind of a slow pace of life. But to do that, I have to make some money. I'm going to have to work. So every crack in my day, every space where I have 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, I don't want to spend it doing something that's not going to help me get to that goal. Because if at the end of the week, all those cracks amount to, I don't know, 5 to 7 hours. That's 5 to 7 hours each week that I could have been working towards developing the life that I want to live. But if I spend that time watching TV, or if I spend it playing video games, or if I spend it, you know, doing something that doesn't really align with what I want to do, if I'm wasting time, then it's going to take a little bit longer for me to get to where I want to be. It's going to take a little bit longer for me to become who I want to be. And I don't want that. And I'm not even saying that video games or TV is a waste of time. I love watching TV. I love watching movies with my family. But I think we have to realize how we fit those things in. Last week, I was really struggling because I wanted to play video games. I was looking on my phone for games that I could get. I was looking online for consoles and stuff because I found myself throughout the day having, you know, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes, 30 minutes downtime. There's a particular spot in the evening where I have about an hour between kind of work and cooling down from work and errands or chores, and then dinner and my nighttime workout, reading, and bedtime. And I just have about an hour right there where nothing exactly needs to be done. And I've been thinking, well, what do I want to do? And my first thought was, let me rest. Let me do something that takes my mind off of work. Let me do something that takes my mind off of my life. Let me stop thinking. Let me shut it down. And so I thought, okay, well, I can't really watch TV because I need to be doing something. I need to be stimulated. If I'm watching TV, I start to get a little anxious because I feel, you know, unless I'm really into the show, the story of or whatever's going on, I don't like watching TV that much because it feels just like, oh, I don't really like this, and it feels like a waste of time. Or I don't really like what's being portrayed here. I don't agree with the politics of the TV show or the movie. You know, there's always some agenda behind movies, especially bigger movies, bigger TV shows. There's always something trying to be pushed to us. And I think if I can figure that out and I don't like it, then I stop watching it because I don't want that programming. They call it a TV, or they used to call it a TV program because it's programming. And I think we have to be careful of the media that we're consuming and how it's programming us. And not just the media that we're consuming, but what we're doing. I think we can take it a step further. Are we getting on our phones and watching social media? Are we playing video games? I don't think you can't do that stuff and still lead a productive, happy, fulfilling life. But I definitely think the more you start to cut that out and live your own life, the happier you become and the more progress you start to make. If you can't live your life, you know, without distractions, without TV, without social media, without filling in those cracks in your day, those little gaps where you have some free time with something, I think that's a signal that you don't actually like your life. Like I was thinking, I wanted something to take my mind off of work. I wanted something to take my mind off of my life. I wanted to escape. I wanted to stop thinking about it. But I don't think that's the answer. And I think that's why I could never go through with it, or why I could never find something to fill that time. Because to me, whatever I would fill that time with is not as meaningful as living my own life, even if I have to sit there and do nothing. If I just have to sit there and think, or go to the backyard, or make a cup of tea, or actually play with my son, actually just talk to my wife without any other distractions. We went to the park the other day, my wife and I, with our son, and we stayed there for almost like 2 hours. And he's 15 months old. There's not much that he can do besides run around, and he doesn't exactly... He can play sort of with other... We can play together sort of. You know, he doesn't grasp, you know, games or the concept of games and really playing together yet. He can have fun. We can play chase and, you know, we can wrestle a little bit. But 2 hours of him just, you know, picking up rocks and looking at the grass and climbing benches, I got bored. And around an hour or an hour and a half, I told my wife, hey, you know, how long are we going to be here? And she was like, well, if you weren't here, like, I'd probably be gone already. Like, it does get boring, and it does get tiresome just keeping up with him at the park. And I was thinking, what could I have brought? You know, my son's kind of doing his own thing. My wife and I are sitting there talking and, you know, watching him. I try not to bring work to family events, so no email, no work of any sort, no content creation, nothing like that. Now, I don't keep the social media apps on my phone, so it's not like I was, you know, looking at social media, and I was just kind of sitting there watching him. Just, I felt a little awkward just being at the park, just watching my son play. And you know what, the conclusion that I came to was, like, I just got up and started playing with him, even though he couldn't, you know, play too much, you know, just running around, running circles around him, just following him around. And then he went to go play with some other kids, and just watching him do that and pushing him on the swing and playing on the slide. And it kind of, and my wife and I had a talk after that. We got home, we got kind of settled in, and we took a walk, and I was like, you know, I got bored. You know, sometimes throughout the day I get bored and I want to do something with that time. And she kind of reminded me that I don't think you really need to do anything with that time. It's okay to just be there. It's okay to not do anything. It's okay to just be. And that is something that is difficult for me, to just be. And I think it's difficult for all of us to just be, because we're so programmed to just do that we forget about who we are and how we are in the world. Now, next time I go to the park, I'll probably bring a basketball or a soccer ball or a jump rope or something to do when he's preoccupied. Or maybe, you know, have a podcast prepared for my wife and I to listen to and talk about. You know, something like that. But nothing that would take me out of the moment too much. I want something that's engaging, but also engages me in my own life and doesn't distract me from my life. Because if I don't like my life and I need an escape, I need to stop thinking about it. That's a strong signal that I'm not living the right type of life. I'm not completely in alignment with how I want to live, or who I want to be, or who I am. So even if I have to be bored and sit here and do something that I don't exactly want to do, or, you know, I can't exactly figure out what I should be doing, that's okay. That uncomfortableness, that awkwardness, that feeling of boredom, that's a natural feeling. And I think those are the times when we really need to sit and think and ask ourselves, you know, what should we be doing right now? I'm at the park with my kid, I'm bored. What should I be doing? Probably playing with my kid. You know, I'm at home, I'm bored, I'm sitting on the couch, don't really want to watch TV. What should I be doing? I should probably just use this time to sit and meditate. You know, I go out in the yard, I'm bored, I'm just walking around the house looking for something to do. Well, let me clean up the house a little bit. Let me mow the lawn. Things need to be done, and sometimes things don't need to be done. When things need to be done, do them, and when they don't need to be done, you know, figure out what you want to do, how you want to spend that time, how you want to be. It's not like you have to do anything spectacular. You have to do work. You just have to do what needs to be done, and sometimes that is just relaxing and sitting and thinking or journaling or meditating. So that's something I've been struggling with and trying to work around, but I think for the most part, just being a bit more conscious in those gaps, because those gaps add up. And I think if you're not careful, those gaps don't only add up, but they start expanding. And your life becomes something that you want to escape from. The things that are in your life, you don't want to think about. You don't want to think about work. You don't want to think about family. You don't want to think about the stress or the anxiety that you're going through. But if you do think about it, and you do address it, you do work on it, you get closer to yourself. You root yourself a bit deeper in the present moment. I don't think there's anything much better than living a life that you like and being present for it.